In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Here's what we got on tap for this hour. We're going to talk about one of those races we forgot about and why it matters a lot now. We'll discuss some more about illegals, get to some more emails. Don Lemon got embarrassed. You know, all good stuff here on a Thursday on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now let's begin here. Because we talk a lot about not focusing on just the big thing, just the presidency, just this guy who comes save us, that we won't be saved from Washington, D.C. We, you and me, we have to do the blocking and tackling at the local level that will eventually result in saving the country. The country will not be saved by any man who gets elected president. Either all of us will start to get involved and take back our localities first, or we will not save the country, period. In Wisconsin, there's a great example of how we ignore that and they don't, and it costs us in the end so dearly. Longtime listeners will remember, but if you're newer, you won't remember, obviously, but there was a critical election in Wisconsin held last year. It was for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We were trying to get somebody on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go into the details. None of those things matter now. And the communists went all in trying to ensure that they won that seat for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. On the right, nobody gave a crap about it. When we talked about it several times on this show. I had so many emails from people saying they'd never even heard of it before. And this was kind of in the Ron DeSantis Trump primary early days. And when you would turn on the radio or you would turn on the TV, it was all, Trump, 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 Trump. I love Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis. You're the best. Mr. President, woo, we got this. And I came on this show how many times and screamed and yelled that what's happening in Wisconsin with the Supreme Court seat, the race we're all ignoring, that was going to have national consequences, and we had better start focusing on more than the Oval Office, or we were going to lose, and it was going to cost us dearly. Well, I know you're going to find this shocking. We lost 55-44. Well, we were all online, MAGA forever, Ron DeSantis, I love you. The communists were actually focusing on blocking and tackling the important things. And they won, 55-44, they won. And now, here's your headline. Wisconsin's Supreme Court could bring back illegal ballot drop boxes. You see, we have this terrible, suicidal savior complex on the right. It's awful. I suppose there are many different reasons for it, but the right has been like this for the entirety of my life. We want a guy to come save us, and all we do is spend our time looking for that guy, and we don't spend our time blocking and tackling to actually ensure that even if we got that guy, he could do anything. We totally ignored that Supreme Court seat. They raised $14 million for that race. We raised $2 million. We ignored it. They won it. And now that they have the Supreme Court, now you're probably going to see more of those ballot drop boxes in the critical swing state of Wisconsin. Once again, the blocking and tackling didn't get done. We focused on the big thing. Well, Wisconsin Supreme Court, what? We just got to elect Trump. He'll fix it. Well, good luck electing Trump with a bunch of ballot boxes in Wisconsin now, because we don't focus. We've got to be so much better at that. All right, let's get to some emails this hour. That stuff makes me mad. Oracle of Oracles. I recall you saying we should cut people out of our lives. I did say that. That are not on the same page as us. He says, I agree. However, as my circle of friends and family mostly contain people who are like-minded like us, but not 100% like us, at what percentage do we start cutting people out? I have a few in the circle that are liberal conservatives. Look, if you have somebody who's on the left or votes Democrat or consider themselves liberal, and yet you can sit and have a conversation, a polite conversation with them, and you can have good debates on the issues, and they don't call you names, they don't change the subject, they don't scream and yell, they don't lie, but they'll listen when you talk, and you'll go back and forth. Man, that's totally fine to keep people like that in your life. What I was talking about is, and I have so many emails, I've seen this in my personal life a million times, I have so many emails from you about things like this. People will keep full-blown commies in their lives because they feel like they have to, like they have some obligation to do so, because we don't want to cut people off, right? So we'll keep people in our lives who not only drain us, they're the polar opposite of who we are. They want the polar opposite of what we want. And yet we keep these people around because we feel an obligation, and all they do is blood suck us of all the energy. And you should never have somebody like that in your life, ever, anywhere. And look, it doesn't have to just be political. That person, you know that person. When you reach for your cell phone's ringing or vibrating in your pocket, and you pull out your cell phone and you look at it, and the caller ID makes you go, oh gosh, not this. Why do you ever talk to that person? Why is that a person who you haven't already blocked in your cell phone? You don't have some obligation to keep dirt balls in your life. However, if somebody's in your life and you're happy with them, that's totally different, or you can reason with them, that's totally different, and they happen to vote Democrat, that's not the end of the world. You know what's hilarious? Don Lemon got fired from CNN, and he thought he was going to get a new show on X, on Elon Musk's X, and then he sat down with Elon and did an interview, and after this interview, Elon decided, we don't want to do a show with you.
You recently met with Donald Trump in Florida. What did you guys talk about?
I was at a breakfast at a friend's place, and Donald Trump came by. That's it.
What'd you discuss?
He did most of the talking.
Did he ask you for money?
He didn't.
Are you going to loan him money to help pay his legal bills?
I'm not paying his legal bills in any way, shape, or form.
Did he ask you for a donation?
No.
Are you leaning towards anyone?
No.
You're not leaning towards anyone? Because you've been...
Well, let me say I'm leaning away from Biden.
Don Lemon. See, Don Lemon, this is what happens to these dirtball commies a lot. And you've seen many, many, many examples of this. Actually, Dome is one of the most prominent examples of this. These communists, they get lifted up and protected. Okay, let's talk about Dome. This will come back to Don Lemon. You know, part of the reason Dome sounds so stupid whenever she talks is she was never vetted by California's media. Did you know that, right? I have many, many, many friends in California and many political friends in California. And so maybe you're not from California, but you should know this. As Dome was coming up, as she was climbing the pole, Dome The media refused to go after her ever. She had the diversity hire thing going on. Well, we need more women in politics. We need more black people in politics. And so for a lot of reasons like that, she was kind of treated with kid gloves by the California media. And so when you or I, when we look at Dome now, we see a 50-some-year-old woman who was the former AG, United States Senator, and now Vice President. And we say to ourselves, okay, well, yeah, I may disagree with her politically, but why does she sound so stupid? As in, she sounds like she doesn't know anything about the issue. She sounds like a college kid. The most, the comparison I hear the most whenever Dome speaks is she sounds like the high school kid who didn't study for the test, and now he's trying to BS his way through the oral presentation. That's what she sounds like when she speaks. And when you or I listen to that, we get confused because we say, how's that possible? She should at least be knowledgeable. But she's actually a 55-year-old child. I don't know about 55, but she's a 50-some-year-old child. She's never been through trials. She's never had the ups and downs. I mean, I'm sure she's taken her licks and whatnot, but she's never had her ups and downs. And so, yeah, she's 59 years old. She sounds like she's 15. Back to Don Lemon. Don Lemon got a job in media because he's black and he's gay. And the diversity hire considerations in this country are extreme. And so now Don Lemon thinks that he can just run his stupid fat mouth any way he wants and never get in trouble. And he ended up getting run out of CNN for no ratings. And now he cost himself a job at X. Don, buddy, you don't have any talent. That's your problem. It's not even that you're left wing. You don't have any talent. There's no talent there. You're talentless. You got a job for other reasons. So you shouldn't be lipping off to the guy who's about to give you a contract. Now, if you feel bad about it, Don, you can call your friends if you have any. Just make sure you call them on your Peer Talk phone. You see, Don, Verizon hates the country as much as you do. So does AT&T, so does T-Mobile. But there is a cell phone company out there that loves America. It's called Pure Talk. What Pure Talk is, well, their CEO is a veteran. Pure Talk places such a priority on America, on Americans, that when you get a hold of Pure Talk here in a minute, when you pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you will find yourself on the phone with an American who speaks and understands English, and they're actually pleasant. Pure Talk loves this country. Your cell phone bill will get slashed. My bill got cut in half when we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Brand new Samsung 5G smartphones. That's what they're giving out right now. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Now's the time to switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Listen, let's always remember, it's pretty cut and dry.
Tic-tac-toe, a winner. A
100%. Tic-tac-toe. And if you watch Nancy Pelosi, she even does the line thing with her hands. Tic-tac-toe, a winner. All right, quit. Focus for a minute. So we've been talking a little bit about the Haiti thing, right? Let's just do a little illegal immigration stuff before we move on to other things. Haiti's going poorly, to put it mildly. The country's, well, there's not really a country now. The government left. It's run by a warlord by the name of Barbecue, not making that up. And now they're all coming here.
At the moment, we have not yet seen large numbers, what we would characterize as a maritime mass migration. But we are alert to that.
A mass migration, though.
We are alert to that possibility. I think you're right that the driving conditions in Haiti could very well press more people. So we've recently approved some additional assistance that we can provide to the Coast Guard. I I think that that has now fully been approved. We'll be providing notifications if we haven't already provide additional shipboard assistance.
Because I've talked to the Coast Guard, and what they say would really support them would be more naval vessels, would be DOD support. And because I think you correctly said that there is an anticipated mass migration here, there are specific legal authorities that we can access that I would implore you to access. Specifically, George W. Bush signed Executive Order 13276. And in that executive order, there is the ability for any president to designate an anticipated mass migration and then get gray hull naval vessels into the Straits of Florida to deter that migration and then to repatriate those people before they get to Florida.
Yeah. They're all coming here. And you know how this is going to go, and I know how this is going to go. We're going to let them all in. Because this is, again, it's a gold mine. Remember, when you understand that the people who run the immigration system of the country now want to flood the country with murderers and rapists to complete their communist revolution, well, what better way to flood the country with people like that than flooding it with people from Haiti? Haiti has been a war-torn disaster forever. If you could mass import people from Haiti, they're going to do it. Do I need to remind everyone what happened the last time 14,000 Haitians showed up on our southern border? We let them all in. Remember, they were there for about 48 hours and it was a big news story. They were trying to block the news cameras from even covering it. That's back when the Border Patrol agent got in trouble for, quote, whipping the guy, even though he didn't whip anyone, even though you should be allowed to if you're in the Border Patrol. But setting that aside, they were people from Haiti. And we woke up one day and they were all gone. Only they didn't go south, did they? We woke up one day and they were all in the country. Remember this little interview with an illegal at the border?
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically. The main thing was the violence in my country.
Yeah, how about that? And let's do keep in mind, that'll be a whole lot more child slaves for these
people. And there have been about 400,000 of these unaccompanied children that have come to the United States during President Biden's term of office. Can you tell us where they are now?
We can give you information on the vetting process and
No, I ask you, do you know where they are now?
As I said to you, we can tell you who the vetted sponsors were that received
That's
these
not
kids.
What I ask you.
400,000 children here illegally. Gone. Government doesn't even know where they are. Believe me when I tell you that you and I don't want to know the specifics on where many of those children are. And now we'll have a new batch of Haitian children to go right along with them. Really unreal how evil liberal Aunt Peggy is, isn't it? And what the craziest thing is, she thinks she's the good guy. She's the nice one. No borders. No nothing. Just everyone can come here to America. Liberal Aunt Peggy is actually a slave trafficker and doesn't know it. Liberal Aunt Peggy will speak endlessly about the evils of American slavery, talk about how horrible it was for the slaves back then, but Liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't understand that she's actually a child sex trafficker. When you support unending illegal immigration, no borders, everyone come in, you're a slave trader, as if you were on one of the Atlantic ships from Africa to the Caribbean. You're no different. And every Democrat listening to the sound of my voice right now who supports these open borders policies should understand that's what you are. A slave trader and a sex trafficker. I hope you understand that. Whether you like that or not, I don't care. And remember, if any of this is offensive to you, love, hate, death threats, and Ask Dr. Jesse questions can all be sent in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, we're going to get to some emails. I want to address something first about federal agencies and our children. And there's some things that I personally need to be aware of. You need to be aware of. So we're going to talk about a couple of those things. And we're going to laugh at one of these dirtball companies getting exactly what they deserve. And so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. First, we're going to get you in some Giza dream sheets, though. It's been too long. It's been too long. And by the way, Selena Zito's next to talk to us about elections. But it's been too long. Been too long since you got a new set of sheets. Why don't you reward yourself? You spend one third of your life in bed. So when Giza Dream Sheets are on sale, queen size sets for $59.98, that's the time to pounce on that. King size are just 10 bucks more. Also, what are you wearing around the house? I mean, for feet. I don't care about whatever else you're wearing. On your feet, what do you wear around the house? Your knees hurt at the end of the day? Feet a little sore? It's time to spend some money and get a good house shoe. My slippers from MyPillow are so famous for a reason. Indoor, outdoor, patented design, actual support so my knees don't hurt at the end of the day and I don't have to take them off and change shoes when I go get the mail or bring the trash in. Go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of the radio listener special square. You just have to use the promo code Jesse, Giza Dream Sheets, My Slippers, and more. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call them 800-845-0544. We will be with Selena Zito for some election info, and then we'll get back to more of this stuff next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The weekend is almost here, and it's a great time to talk to Selena Zito about some things. Joining me now, one of the great writers in America, Selena Zito. You should already be signed up to her newsletter. She travels the back roads, the swing states. Selena, Chuck Schumer's out there today ranting about Netanyahu and Israel and things like that. And I'll be honest, Selena, the only thing I took from that is these people are really worried about losing Michigan. Are these people going to lose swing states like that?
You know, Jesse, well, first of all, thanks so much for having me on. So in the past week and a half, I have been in Michigan and in Ohio. And obviously, if your listeners don't know, I live in Pennsylvania. And I've been on the ground talking to voters who, you know, are making their mind up. And while it's interesting to me, so I missed all the Schumer stuff because, you know, I was in Ohio today, but it is interesting that they are laser focused on that part of their coalition, which is a small part, and not fully grasping and understanding that for the most part, for both parties, the voting bloc that is going to swing this election is the working class. Now, I'm not saying white working class. I'm saying all working class, black, white, Hispanic, whatever it may be. They are, no one has felt more pinched or felt as though they are carrying a lot of the sort of load on their back in terms of inflation, but also regulatory decisions and trade decisions that have been made recently. And they are not feeling it for Biden. You know, if you, I had a piece out of Michigan 2 weeks ago, and I thought that everyone was like, oh, Dearborn, look at this, look at this. I'm like, yeah, okay. A lot of those voters are going to come home. I think you should be looking at Macomb County, where those voters are not coming home. Macomb County is filled with voters that work in the manufacturing car industry. It doesn't matter what the UAW president says. They are not voting for Biden, and they were very enthused to show up for Trump in precincts that should never get Trump votes. But did.
Speaking with Selena Zito, okay, now you say these people, these working class voters are souring, they're mad about inflation stuff, but specifically, what do they blame on Biden? And do they dump the blame, Selena, on Biden or on Democrats as a whole? Is it every Democrat catching flack for this? Is it just Joe? What are they saying?
You know, he has become the face of their dissatisfaction. And you know, I think that people don't quite understand, because, you know, not everyone's in the car industry, or in the industries that are downstream from the car industry, but they are really, you know, you do an electric vehicle and all of a sudden there's three buildings in the car industry that, you know, they just don't need them anymore. And those are a lot of jobs. And they look at Biden, but also the Democrats in the staunch sort of green jobs, climate change agenda is impacting them in a way that I don't think a lot of reporters have picked up on, but it's very real and very tangible.
That is interesting. Now, they haven't previously made this connection, Selena. And I guess it makes sense. You don't really, if you're not a political person, you don't make that connection until the plant closes, right? Until you get the pink slips saying, sorry, your job's gone. But they hadn't made that connection for the last 20 years Democrats have been pushing this filth?
I mean, they have definitely been moving over, right?
Okay.
They have definitely been moving over. But what you are seeing, which is now to me something that's being missed, is that it is not just the white working class voter. You are now seeing, and you saw the Hispanic working class voter move over in 2020, but you are also seeing the black middle class voter. You see, that one of the most insulting things these voters say is that stop looking at us as a cower that is voting, looking at us as being shoulder to shoulder with our neighbors, and the same things are impacting us. And nothing drives a voter to the polls faster than economic uncertainty, because then that is like dropping a pebble in a pond, and it ripples out throughout their entire lives. It's not just their life, it's their neighbors, it's their community, it's their school district. It just spreads far and wide. And you have to remember also, I think the tipping point for working class voters in Michigan to move away from Biden was there wasn't a mandate on EVs under Trump. But it was like the second thing Joe Biden said he was going to do when he became president. And they're like, oh, hold on. Those are our jobs you're talking about. These are how communities in Youngstown, Ohio dried up when y'all decided we're just going to throw out these trade deals. And so I think that Schumer, I'll be honest, I miss whatever Schumer said today or did today. But, you know, I think he has to understand that his Michigan problem is not Dearborn. It's Macomb County.
Okay, again, we're speaking with Selena Zito. Selena, obviously being concerned about your job, being concerned about inflation, that's built in. Are there other major national issues that you hear from these people that they actually care about, the norms and normals, not the political people? Are they actually upset about illegal immigration? If they are, what part of it? Yeah. Right? Is it the drugs? Is it what part of illegal immigration upsets them?
So it is the drugs. It is also the national security. You know, a lot of these voters were around in 9/11. A lot of these voters saw what taking your eyes off the prize, what happened. And we weren't paying attention to what was happening in ahead of what happened in 9/11. And it only took, 27 people to change our world as we knew it on that day. But now they're seeing not hundreds of thousands, they're seeing millions of people. And while certainly not all of them are bad people, there's going to be a portion, even if it's 1%, that's a couple hundred thousand people. And nobody knows where they are, and nobody knows what they're doing. That, you know, that is a deep concern. And the fentanyl crisis, you know, we haven't talked about it meaningfully in the national news. I mean, I write about it all the time, but we haven't talked about it meaningfully since 2016. And Trump had put a lot of things in place to help curb that crisis, but it is worse than it was in 2016. The numbers are devastating, and it's not poor white Appalachian folk that are dying from it. It is now the number of Philadelphia County, or the county of Philadelphia, where the city of Philadelphia sits. Now has the highest rate of overdoses in the country, and that is a majority black city. So this is, and it's hitting the suburbs. It's hitting everywhere, and we're not like saying. I mean, this is what goes back to people's concern about the border.
That is interesting. At least they're concerned about something. Selena, really quickly, where can they sign up for your newsletter so they can get this stuff all the time?
Thank you so much. SelenaZito.com. You can sign up for my emails there, or you can follow me on Twitter at Zito Selena. And you can just check out where I'm always somewhere in any given day, usually never sitting still in front of a computer.
I appreciate you, ma'am. There you go. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. It might be. Might be an interesting November. I guess we will see. You know what else is interesting? Getting your T levels up. When you go from being low T to having extremely high T levels, your mind works so much better. I wish I could explain this better to people. It's like your mind was foggy and you didn't know it before, and then slowly over the course of 90 days, because it takes about 90 days with the male vitality stack to really start feeling it. Slowly, it just starts to clear up. And eventually your mind feels like it's working so fast. I'm telling you, the difference in your entire life is palpable. There are female vitality stacks at Chalk for women. There are male vitality stacks for men. They have pre-workout called Chad Mode. They have chocolate powder for your morning smoothie. Just go start some natural herbal supplements and start living life better. And subscriptions come with huge discounts. So use the promo code Jesse and get a subscription. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I've got a number for you here. One more word on the illegals before we get to the things that you and I need to watch out for and some emails, and we're going to laugh at some commies and some other things. Since COVID, we've heard a lot about how many jobs are coming back. They'd love to do that about the job support. They're jobs. Look at all these jobs. Look at all these jobs. Here's one. Native-born workers since COVID have lost 2 million jobs. Every single net gain in the job market is for immigrants, legal and illegal. Native-born American citizens are 2 million jobs light since COVID. That is part of the reason why things seem so tough out there. And yet every time they roll out some new economic numbers, they're bad, but they don't sound that bad. Hey, inflation's only at 3%. The job market's super hot right now, overheated. And you're on your third job trying to figure out how to make ends meet. It doesn't seem like it from my perspective. That's because it's not for you. They took away 2 million American jobs and handed them out to other people. Golly, doesn't that just steam you? All right, let's get to some of this. Do your kids play online at all? Play video games, I'm talking about online. Roblox, Discord, Reddit, any of those companies sound familiar to you? Every parent knows those companies. By the way, I don't know any of those three things, but I know of them because of my sons. I'm not on any of those. I don't know anything about Reddit or Discord, but because of my sons. Well, here's some breaking news. Federal agencies are collaborating with gaming companies to, quote, monitor and fight domestic extremism. they're collaborating, companies like Roblox and Discord and whatnot, they're collaborating with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. I just want to remind parents out there to speak to their children about the things your children may be doing or saying online, because the chances the Federal Bureau of Investigation is monitoring, maybe even starting a file, manipulating, are strong. Remember this, the United States government and the online world have merged a very, very, very long time ago. When you combine that with the knowledge that the United States government has turned its national security apparatus domestically against American citizens, then it brings all that home. Here's a headline to go along with that. Records show the CIA deployed bomb techs and dog teams on D.C. on January 6th. Why is the Central Intelligence Agency operating domestically in any capacity, let alone bringing in the dogs and the bomb teams? The national security apparatus of this nation is now aimed at you. Period. End of story. And when it comes to online things, including your kids' online gaming areas, be aware of that fact. All right? All right. Moving on here. Jesse, you say Trump is a system disruptor, and that's blatantly not true, this guy says. There's a lot of people mad at Trump today. The only thing he disrupts is decorum. He's an institutionalist at heart. He's averse to real conflict, fine with rhetoric to satiate his dumbed-down base, but when the rubber meets the road, he's more like Mitch McConnell than Thomas Massie. His endorsements to Congress prove this out. Wicker, Timmons, Sheehy, Rogers, etc. Even if he does win, the House and Senate won't be any better, so on and so forth. Okay, listen. When I say Trump is a system disruptor, it has less to do with Trump than it does how the system views Trump. Trump has two things about him that the system really, really, really recoils in horror at. One, his views on trade. The elites of this nation have made billions for decades by fleecing the American people on trade deals and making a bunch of money in China. Trump has spoken about this for decades. He hates it, and he got in and immediately started adjusting trade deals. That costs the wealthiest, most powerful people in the country a lot of money. The system hated that. And he does one other thing that they really, really despise. He has a different view of foreign policy. For as long as I've been alive, Republicans and Democrats have both essentially agreed that we need to invade everywhere, bomb everywhere, get involved everywhere, and have a military base on every inch of soil on the planet. Trump was not even majorly, but slightly different than that. Hey, maybe this is wasteful. Maybe this is a bad idea. Hey, we shouldn't have done this. And that message resonated a lot with the American people. Donald Trump cost, his views cost the elites gobs and gobs and gobs of money. And when you combine that with the fact that Barack Obama spent 8 years filling up the various government agencies, not with Democrats, but with committed communists like himself, what he did was he created a government army inside of the government that would just instinctively try to purge any opposing viewpoint that came in. Well, Donald Trump wins an election he wasn't supposed to win. He defeats Hillary Clinton. Then all those people Obama put into place took action. Trump being a system disruptor is not necessarily about Trump. It's more about how the system views Trump. It's always been one of the things I found most fascinating about it is Trump is a fairly pragmatic business guy who's more than happy to cut a deal on this or that, but that's not the kind of country we have anymore. Any deviation from the norm is viewed as the end of the world. All right, let's laugh at one of these big evil companies, shall we? You ready to smile? Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.